Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. That's Quinny, Dusty, and Frank. Bring us back. Little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thirdingredient.com. David Dossie is our guest, our good friend, 15-year, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust, partner with Gallagher and Dossie. Invention-protection.com is his website. He is an intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, my attorney, intellectual property attorney. He and I have done a lot of work together. He's helped me significantly. I've taken his advice, my friends, and it's paid dividends for me, listening to David. So I hope you'll do the same thing. David, we're talking about strategy, building a strategy. But first you have to understand, you have to appreciate it. You have to be committed to it. You have to be devoted to the notion of intellectual property. You have to internalize it. You have to philosophically think about intellectual property because David, not almost, but by definition, it's virtual, right? It's hard to hold it in your hand like a box of inventory or a truck or a building.
Sure, yeah, it's a squishy area, and that's why a lot of small business owners, especially in traditional auto repair, restaurants, service type industries, often feel that they don't have any, and that's a mistake. And that's why I thought, this being the time of year for goals, there are easy IP goals, and then there are more difficult ones. And the easy ones are great because they're the type that don't necessarily require you to do anything other than recognize or slap yourself in the face and recognize that you do have intellectual property. And one of the most common ones is to make you think about how much time and money you spend managing your intellectual property, your intangible assets, versus how much you spend managing your tangible assets. Mm-hmm. And that's where I see clients all the time that spend more time negotiating their HVAC service contract for the year than they do worrying about a automatic cloud-based backup system that's going to back up their whole server and their website. Mm-hmm. And that's the first hurdle you have to get over with intellectual property, or it should make you realize that you do have intellectual property.
Well, and what you're saying is somewhere in your data is your intellectual property. It is by definition your intellectual property. Even if it's not, even if it's hard for you to identify some kind of a system or a device or some kind of a product or an innovation that's an intellectual property. Just your data, the ecosystem of your data, is your intellectual property, isn't it?
Sure. Well, and you think about the value of your physical server versus the value of what's on it. Would you care that much if someone stole your $700 server? No, if there was no data on it. But if all your information, especially if all your good information had been backed up to the cloud, you could care less. But if that were the only place where all your important information resided, well, mm-hmm. that's an entirely different situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
Okay, the next easy one is to get in the mindset of budgeting for intellectual property protection or clearance for each product or project that you have coming along. Just like anything in business, there's always apply X percentage to the project budget. Set it aside because there are a lot of things with intellectual property that you need to be thinking about. And it could be, in some aspects, it could be protecting that intellectual property, but in a lot of other industries, it may be more important to make sure that you're not infringing on other people's intellectual property.
Right now,
so
yeah,
you just want to go.
First you got to make sure you're not stepping on somebody else's toes.
Well, and you don't want to realize that after you've already invested $50,000, $100,000 right. developing a product or getting ready to launch a service under a particular name. You know, and that's the danger I see with a lot of people with the online marketplace economy. They want to go buy things off Alibaba and sell them on this other marketplace or, you know, and they don't think that this manufacturer or supplier in Asia could care less if that product they're selling you is infringing someone else's intellectual property. And when you end up selling it, guess who's, you know, who's going to get the lawsuit?
Right.
Well, it's going to be you.
Well, and the thing if you're having a hard time understanding what you just said, David, then you're going to have an even harder time thinking about your own intellectual property. If you can't appreciate other people's and how you might be, you know, as you just wander through the marketplace, impinging on people, then you're going to have a hard time understanding how that could happen to you in the reverse way.
Well, and for the love of God, when it's something simple like this Alibaba situation, and you know you're trying to knock off a certain type of product, mm-hmm. and someone comes to me and says, well, I want to know what are the risks and what's the likelihood that I'll get sued, I'll ask, well, have you even bought that product and looked to see if there's a very good chance they've got it labeled right on it with the patent number and everything
right.
else.
Right.
And you're not willing to spend $15 to order their product so you can see if it's labeled?
Folks, come on. Get your head out of wherever it is and look around you. And you're in the folks, you live in the digital age. You live in the digital age. It's transmogrifying into the information age. Wake up. It's no longer the analog age. Things are different here. Got to operate differently. David Gossie and I will be right back. More to come. More ideas on how to develop a strategy for your IP.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.